This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Week 2, Round 2, Redskins Survivor. You know how this works. We give you 17 players start of the season. 8 on offense, 8 on defense. Kicker Dustin Hopkins. By the end of the year, one player booted off every single week. We will have one Redskin standing. He will be your Redskin survivor for the 2017 season. Love that we do this year in and year out on this show. It's great participation with you guys on the phones. You want to weigh in, 800-636-1067, who you voting off, who you giving immunity. And it's better participation via social media. Go to Facebook right now. Like our Facebook page. If you haven't done that, we tweet out our guests. We give you recaps of the show and different segments we do, facebook.com/Grant and Danny. But there's also a post up that the UMSO News Desk and Brendan Dar just provided for you.
The To Be Fair News Network and the UMSO News Desk.
Let's go to the UMSO News Desk right now, if you don't mind, Danny, because I'd like to bring Brendan onto the show. Redskin Survivor is something that he helps us to run very efficiently. Dar, we have a debate here because Zach Brown was so good in both week one and week two. He, of course, was immune going into week two. Can you get immunity in consecutive weeks, or do we have a rule against that?
You can't do it. We have this debate every week, too, about if we can actually give somebody immunity for a second week. We every year realize you can't because that's the rules of Survivor.
And we have this very conversation every year, and Dar gets irritated that we have it every year because you and I both forget that you can't. We always think, like, can you do that?
For the record, I think Dar's ruling here is 100% correct.
Yeah.
Because my fear then would be, if there's a fan favorite or just a guy that always looks pretty good, granted, you want that guy to win in the end, it's not as exciting if he's never on the chopping
block. You guys would vote for Zach Brown every week.
I'm in love. I am smitten, Thommy. I love 53.
I want Zach Brown to like me. That's how far my crush goes.
So know this. If you voted for him last week, we'd advocate that you don't vote for him again.
Don't vote for Zach Brown.
But let's say Zach Brown gets the most votes in consecutive weeks. The UMSO News Desk is just going to not give him immunity. We'll give it to the second highest vote getter.
It'll be stricken.
Well, I mean, I've made it pretty clear you can't vote for Zach Brown. So far, we haven't had anybody vote for Zach Brown. Unfortunately, we've had half a dozen people still vote for Chris Thompson. So their votes don't count.
The reason that your votes don't count is because Chris Thompson is not one of the 17 Redskins vying for Redskin Survivor. People are always like, why don't you just do the whole team? Well, I don't know if you understand this, but there would be a lot more than one guy left after 17 games if you vote one off per week.
I'm not ready to do the math of whittling 53 down to one. So we vote off 9 the first week, 8 the second week, 7 the third week, then 10
confusing.
Again. I don't know which way my hands go. I don't have an abacus. I can't do it.
We went with starters. So Rob Kelly represented for the running backs, not Chris Thompson. That's how that worked. All right, let's get to it. Redskins Survivor. Danny, kick somebody off the island.
So, I hear it run through the nominees quickly, and you can have your opportunity. Kirk Cousins, Rob Kelly, Terrell Pryor, Jamison Crowder, Jordan Reed, Trent Williams, Morgan Moses, Josh Norman, Bashaud Breeland, DJ Swearinger, Ryan Kerrigan, Preston Smith, Mason Foster, John Allen, and Dustin Hopkins. Good game this week for all these guys mentioned. I thought everybody played well, except our buddy Dustin Hopkins, boink, a field goal. Not an easy field goal to make.
You're kicking Dustin Hopkins off?
Who else?
For missing a 51-yard field
who
goal?
Who else is getting punted for you?
Terrell Pryor. He caught one pass until the last drive and dropped one pass.
He had a huge reception.
He did.
On that game-winning drive.
Dustin Hopkins made two huge field goals, gave them field position with touchbacks all day long.
They weren't huge field goals. They were settle field goals in the red zone. They were chip
okay,
shots.
I'm sure if he didn't make them, they wouldn't have been in trouble.
Well, they've been disasters, of course. That's disastrous if you missed a chip shot.
One guy did his job about 77% of the time, whatever that number would be. The other one's Terrell Pryor.
Who did it about 77% too.
No,
he had a drop.
Two catches, one drop. That's two-thirds of the time. Also had like weird plays where he's looking at the sideline to coaches while they're running routes. Terrell Pryor is voted off the island for your boy this week. Please do more than have one catch before the last drive. They couldn't do anything with their wide receivers all day. I'm sure that has nothing to do with the fact that Terrell Pryor was running wide open. Terrell Pryor was ineffective. Stop dropping footballs. Just please stop dropping footballs, and then I'll keep you on the island.
The upset that you had over there when your boy, 18, got voted off last week, Malcolm Kelly 2.0, you're vehemently
Josh
upset.
Doxson.
And now...
Vehemently was a little bit strong. I just said we had a guy that stunk on the field,
yeah,
and we had a guy that wasn't allowed to play. I would prefer to kick the guy off who actually played and stunk than the guy that doesn't get opportunities to help.
If your argument is no contribution, then it's kind of the same thing. Anyway, to me,
one of them's on a rookie deal, makes very little money. The other one is your number one wide receiver who gets mad when people say he's still developing.
One guy's supposed to be the savior that we've read more pixels and characters about than any person
since
Malcolm Kelly.
Keep defending Terrell Pryor. I think it's a great stance
you. I'm not defending him.
You're a lot of defending.
I'm pointing out at the word it rhymes with hypocrisy. What's the word I'm thinking of?
How am I being a hypocrite? Terrell Pryor sucked.
Yeah.
Josh Doxson didn't play.
He didn't neither contributed.
Correct. One of them had many chances to, the other one didn't. That's not hypocritical. That's just correct.
Here's what's correct. The wide receivers didn't contribute,
yep,
and you're blaming Josh Doxson because he didn't get targets?
Yeah.
You're blaming Pryor because he didn't get targets.
No, I'm blaming Pryor because he's on the field almost every down.
Yes.
And either isn't open or drops passes. Terrell Pryor has had a total of one pass thrown to him Josh Doxson has
we keep doing that. Why do we keep doing
one
that?
Pass thrown to him in two games. Terrell Pryor has dropped more passes than that, including another one this week, and caught one ball until the last drive of the game.
Didn't he only have four targets?
And you're crowning him. He may have had four targets. I don't know.
So he dropped one of them.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to blame him for not getting more targets?
Yeah, I would say so, actually. I would say
Why can't we blame Doxson for not getting more targets?
Because he's not on the field. You can't catch a ball on the sideline. Terrell Pryor's on the field. Josh Doxson plays 20 snaps in week one and maybe 14 in week two. Terrell Pryor plays 60 in week one and 60 in week two,
okay,
and doesn't get the ball. I guarantee you if Josh Doxson had run 130 plays by now, he'd have been open enough that he'd have caught more balls than Terrell Pryor. He also wouldn't drop as many as Terrell Pryor. And we're crowning him for a play he made, which was important, by the way, on the last drive. Thank God he caught the ball. It was a 6-yard stop route that hit him right in the chest. And then he made a defender miss because he's fast.
Good nice
for
play.
Him. Good for him. But again, you're making this about Josh Doxson, who was off last week. I don't care about that. I'm saying you had a kicker miss a 51-yard field goal that hit a crossbar, and you had a receiver who didn't help you for 57 minutes of a football game. I think one of them did their job more often. That's all. I'm kicking off Terrell Pryor. You're kicking off Dustin Hopkins. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny if you want to vote. We got to give somebody immunity. Who are you giving immunity
Jameson
to?
Jameson Crowder. Enormous
Terrell Pryor
plays
after that big catch he made.
Enormous plays. Helpful plays that helped the football team win the game. Not the running game. Not the stuff that Chris Russell wants to blog about for 7 million pixels. Enormous conversions on bad down and distance situation. Largely, in part, by the way, to ineffectiveness at moments in that running game. Jameson Crowder. Only 4 catches for 47 yards. 3 scoring drives. Conversions on 3rd and 6. 2nd and 17. 3rd and 18. Jameson Crowder.
So are you giving out 2 immunities then? Because your boy Terrell Pryor is he's
just Jameson Crowder. Who earned it? Who earned
I figured your boy Terrell Pryor would get it.
When you contribute and play well.
Reiterate that. Mason Foster is getting immunity for me. When you dislocate your shoulder, come back onto the field after popping it back into place, and deliver the game-sealing interception, I give you immunity. Could have gone Josh Norman, who punched out a couple fumbles. Could have gone Ryan Kerrigan, who had a sack fumble. Could have gone Preston Smith, who played really well with a sack. Could have gone Jameson Crowder. I like that by you. Could have even gone Kirk Cousins, who orchestrated a game-winning drive. But I'm going to go Mason Foster with immunity this week. So I'm kicking off Terrell Pryor. I'm giving Mason Foster immunity.
Dustin Hopkins with regret because there's only one missed field goal from 51, but everyone else contributed to a win. He's off, and Jameson Crowder is immunity for me this week.
Go to Facebook.com/Grant and Danny to vote. Looks like early on, heavy emphasis in the voting at the linebacker and receiver position. So we'll see how things end up. We'll go to the UMSO news desk in the final segment of the show. Brendan Darr will tell you who's going home and who is immune before the end of the day today. Grant and Danny on the Fan, the latest on Sua Cravens. The Redskins are saying stay away, and how they're preparing for the Raiders with Mike Jones of the Washington Post next on The Fan.
Folks, Ted Britt Ford advertisement coming. It's Danny Rouillet for my guys at Ted Britt Ford. I love these guys. They're the awesome. It's not just hyperbole. It's not just something that I say. I like them so much, I got 2 cars from there. That's how you know. I do business. When I go get my cars, I go to Ted Britt Ford. Fairfax Chantilly, just a click away, tedbritt.com. 2016, we got the Ford Edge. Love that ride. That's the wife's now. She's driving around in it. Perfect midsize SUV, very comfortable ride. Love that car. Good gas mileage, power, Sync 3 display is awesome. If you haven't seen it, test drive it, check it out. You are going to love it. I give that to the wife, though, because it made her happy. You know what made me happy? Not stopping for gas. I don't mean like rarely. I mean ever. I don't get gas. I've gotten the car, the Ford Fusion, in May. I've filled up the gas tank one time when I drove to the Outer Banks and back. I plug that bad boy in when I get to work every day. There's your gas mileage. It's awesome. You will love it. You'll love the deals at Ted Britt Ford as well. When you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. Anything less than 100,000 miles. New pre-owned, doesn't matter. They take care of you for life. Big stuff, powertrain, little stuff like Virginia State Inspection. They'll handle it for you. They're the best. Go see them and tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.